Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next two-year state budget. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into late summer or fall would not be welcomed by Wisconsin's local governments and school districts, who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aid payments will be for their own budget planning. The last time that happened was in 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers reached a compromise in October. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan is facing federal charges for allegedly obstructing Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Flores Ruiz was arrested outside of the courthouse a short time later, and the FBI arrested Dugan at the courthouse a week later. An amicus brief in Dugan's case was filed Friday, signed by 138 retired judges, including former federal judges appointed by Republican and Democratic presidents. Echoing arguments made by Dugan's attorneys, the judges conclude her conduct seems in line with official acts of a judge. For that reason, she should be immune from prosecution. An innovative effort to keep food waste out of the landfill. Dane County residents are now able to compost food scraps for free at 5 24-hour drop-off sites throughout the county, with 6 to be added later this summer. Food and yard waste are among the biggest contributors to the Dane County landfill, making up over one-third of what gets dumped there, according to the county's Department of Waste and Renewables. Burying food and organic waste in the landfill produces methane, a greenhouse gas that's at least 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Acceptable waste includes fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and loose tea, eggshells, beans, nuts, shells, and seeds, all of which will be collected and taken to Purple Cow Organics, a regional resource for composting since 2008. A pair of Wisconsin Democratic Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocan says there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, which made getting certain information difficult. Pocan says they couldn't get details on how many people were detained, what the makeup of the detainees was, or why they were there. Pocan says they also couldn't talk to any detainees without ICE permission. Pocan was joined by fellow Democrat Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who were conducting congressional oversight on the facility. You can volunteer for the Special Olympics Wisconsin later this week. The 2025 Summer Games will be held Thursday through Saturday on the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. The university says roughly 300 volunteers are still needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend. No prior experience is needed to volunteer, and Special Olympics Wisconsin will provide training before the start of your shift. More than 1,400 athletes are set to compete in a number of events at UW-Whitewater's athletic facilities this weekend. More information can be found by visiting the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. Trial begins for a Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate who allegedly killed his cellmate. Jackson Vogel faces one count of first-degree intentional homicide for the August 27th death of Micah Loreno at the Alouez prison. The charges include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loreno due to his race and sexual preference. Vogel told police he choked Loreno. Loreno had 18 months left on a three-year sentence for crimes in Waukesha and Columbia counties. Vogel is serving a 20-year sentence for trying to kill his mother in Two Rivers when he was 16. Vogel's trial began Monday morning and is expected to last 4 days. If convicted, he faces a mandatory life prison. Don't get scammed while booking a summer vacation. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. If you're going to book a short-term rental, don't be afraid to check a map website to see if the property that's being offered actually exists. Schiller says any deal that seems too good to be true shouldn't be trusted. The Minnesota Department of Health says the cases are related and are Minnesota's third and fourth confirmed measles cases in 2025. The first case involves an adult who was exposed during domestic air travel outside of Minnesota. The second case involved an unvaccinated child who was infectious while at the theme park inside Mall of America on May 24th. MDH says anyone at the mall on May 24th between 5 and 9 may have been exposed and should be aware of any symptoms that develop until June 14th. So far this year, Wisconsin has had no reported cases of the measles. There is currently a vacancy in Supervisory District 11 of the Richland County Board. Persons interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district should submit name and address and a brief statement of your qualifications to serve on the county board to the county clerk in written form by 8 o'clock Monday morning, June 23rd. Applicants must be at least 18 years old and qualified to vote in District 11. The county clerk's mailing address is Post Office Box 310, Richland Center. The email address is derek.kalish@co.richland.wi.us. The fax number is 608-647-6134. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the first county board meeting after the expiration of the application deadline. That meeting will take place on Tuesday, July 15th at 7 o'clock in the Richland County Boardroom in the Richland County Courthouse. In a story we've been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages, and none of its Wisconsin offices currently has a chief meteorologist on staff. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by five NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by two offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay nor Milwaukee nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least six offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa closed indefinitely, DOT officials in Iowa and Wisconsin announced free water taxi services will begin on June 4th. Otherwise, people can cross the Mississippi River at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after a pier moved. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. The DOT said it hasn't finalized any repair or reopening plans for the old bridge. A replacement bridge is scheduled to open in 2027. Harley layoffs are coming. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Harley-Davidson will lay off factory workers in the Milwaukee area this month as the company faces what is called a softer-than-expected market. In February, Harley reported a 40% drop in motorcycle revenue and shipped 39% fewer bikes compared to last year. A Wisconsin man is facing charges accusing him of forging letters threatening President Donald Trump's life in an effort to get another man who was a potential witness against him in a criminal case deported. Prosecutors said in a criminal complaint filed Monday that Demetric D. Scott was behind letters sent to state and federal officials with the return address of Ramon Morales Reyes. Scott was charged Monday with felony witness intimidation, identity theft, and two counts of bail jumping. His attorney, the Associated Press, seeking comment. Immigration agents arrested Morales Reyes in May after he dropped his child off at school in Milwaukee. He remains in custody.